Israeli airstrikes on Gaza that continued from Friday across the weekend, killing more than a dozen, including a commander of Islamic Jihad and a five-year-old girl. Israel had struck without being attacked first. Its prime minister said it was to remove a threat hanging over the country from Islamic Jihad following Israel's detention of its leader in the occupied West Bank on Monday.
Israel carried out a precise counter-terror operation against an immediate threat. Our fight is not with the people of Gaza. Islamic Jihad is an Iranian proxy that wants to destroy the state of Israel and kill innocent Israelis.
Israel authorized the use of reservists and mobilized combat battalions and artillery units. Meanwhile, Islamic Jihad hit back, launching barrages of rockets. We've just seen rockets streaming overhead coming from Gaza into Israel, and there's been scores and scores of them since the start of this, but they haven't really had much impact. A lot of them have been stopped by the Iron Dome, which is Israel's anti-rocket system. A lot of them have landed within Gaza or have gone into unpopulated areas. So it's a real sign of the unevenness of this struggle, really, between the Israeli strikes and what Islamic Jihad is able to use to hit back. Israeli towns around Gaza were still on red alert, and people were warned not to gather in large numbers. Noga Gulst lives in Kibbutz Mefalsim, in a house the bomb shelter required by Israeli law, a sign of how entrenched and cyclical this conflict has become.
So this is the entrance to the safe room.
Yeah. Noga wants peace, but also supported Israel striking first.
I loved it. First time since ever that Israel is taking the initiative. Israel is the one that actually saying what will happen and not the Hamas or the Jihad.
Israel's leaders too say that they're taking control, but they also know it's election season. Many analysts have said that this is all about the acting prime minister and defense minister showing their tough insecurity in a country where that wins votes. Others aren't so sure.
This is the first time that I've seen preemptive strike in many years. And when you try to connect that, the decision to do a preemptive strike to election, maybe there is a linkage there. We definitely don't know that for sure. It's, you know, basically we live through threats, security threats all the time. And then apparently we live through election cycles all the time. So the linkage is not that clear to me.
Now everyone's waiting to see if this escalates. That could depend on if Hamas, the real ruling power in Gaza, joins this fight. John Holman, Al Jazeera, Ashkelon.